I'm Steve Junker, starting off a new season with the fishing news. I'm speaking with On the Water magazine editor Kevin Blinkoff. Hi, Kevin. Welcome back.
Hi, Steve. Good to be back.
So here we are in mid-May, returning striped bass, of course, the big topic for most anglers right now. It seems like the season has gotten off to a bit of a slow start because of the cooler temperatures.
It's definitely been a slow start, especially if you compare it to last year. Most of the game fish in our area, they're migratory, so they leave in the fall. They'll go south or they'll go offshore, and then they come back to us in the spring. And every year the timing's a little different. Last year we had that incredible mild winter and warm spring, and I think that spoiled us a bit. We got the striped bass back by about mid-April. There were bluefish and squid around before May 1st. This year I'd say is a little more typical. Striped bass showed up the first week of May for most folks. And we're kind of just getting going now. We just heard now reports of bluefish, reports of squid starting to show up. So hopefully we'll be back on track and the fishing will start to pick up in the coming weeks.
One of the big stories of the spring is an unusual fish that's gotten a lot of people talking, weakfish. Begin by telling us a little bit about weakfish. What do they look like?
Okay, weakfish are a sea trout. And it's not a true trout like a freshwater rainbow trout. But superficially, they do resemble a trout. They have a long, shapely, silvery body. Very beautiful fish. If you look at it in the sunlight, even though it's a silver-colored fish with speckles on top, in the sunlight it has kind of an iridescent quality. And one thing that's very interesting is if you look in their mouths, they have a mouthful of teeth. And it's not like bluefish. They're not razor-sharp teeth. They're more like cone-shaped teeth. And in the upper jaw toward the front, they even have two big canine teeth that actually look like little fangs.
Now, weakfish, they have been caught in this area before. How unusual are they?
Been a while since they've been common around here, and actually you can look back as far back as the late 1700s. There are a lot of records of weakfish showing that they go through huge cycles where they kind of appear and disappear. And they range all along the Atlantic coast from Florida up to about Cape Cod. We're considered the northernmost range. So there have been time periods that they have virtually disappeared from our waters, and then there have been time periods where they've been plentiful. For about the entire 1800s, there were almost no weakfish caught in Cape Cod waters. And then suddenly around 1903, they were so plentiful that there was a commercial fishery for them. They were catching hundreds of thousands of pounds. Then again, they disappeared for a large part of the 1900s. So in more recent history, back in the early 1980s, was probably the last time that most folks saw or caught weakfish. They were even part of the Martha's Vineyard Derby back then. And then 1987, not a single one was caught in the Vineyard Derby, and they removed them, and they actually haven't counted them since then. So I would say probably it's probably been since about the 80s that there have been any kind of regular catches on Cape Cod of weakfish.
Fascinating to imagine that they might be making a rebound, that we might see large numbers of them.
It seems to be very dependent on just suddenly one year having a very successful boom spawn where a huge number of fish come into the population. And I'm guessing that was probably about 3 or 4 years ago. They had a very successful spawn for some reason or another. And all the fish we're seeing right now are about the same size, 22 to 24 inches, which suggests they're all about the same age. And for some reason, there's a lot of them out there. It's not just in Cape Cod, but also other southern New England states, and even down in New Jersey and Long Island, that they're reporting big numbers. So hopefully these fish will keep growing. They get up to over 15 pounds. So if they stick around and get that big, come back year after year, it should be some great fishing.
It's so nice that nature continues to surprise us. For more on fishing the Cape and Islands, check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Kevin Blinkoff will speak again soon. Thanks.
Great to talk to you.
For WCAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.